Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody Say. My name is MJ Omoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Hopefully everybody's doing well and doing good. I am super stoked to be back. And where are we taking it to this week? It looks like we're taking a stop in Nigeria. I mean, where else, honestly?
The latest African album review is...
To say the Twice as Tall release by Burna Boy is probably the most anticipated of 2020 is an understatement, and I myself had no idea that Burna Boy was releasing a new album until a few weeks ago, and today, August 14th, 2020 is the day we received the special package. The African giant is Twice as Tall. Let me start by saying the title Twice as Tall is quite apt and a great follow-through to the African giant title. What Twice as Tall means to me is that contextually, Burna Boy is showing you how big the African giant really is. Much bigger than you thought. This is a measure of his existence, especially as a black man, where he's had to be bit in everything he does so that he's just visible on the same platform as everyone else. It's a great way of conveying the message indirectly, but it really speaks volumes to many stories that we experience as Africans, especially outside Africa. The album cover follows this very theme with a huge Burna Boy figure looking down at us with what I would think is a mean mug, but maybe a slight smirk, you know? He's serious, but he knows what's up. Twice as Tall is released under Atlantic Recording Corporation with 15 tracks and a 52-minute, 49-second runtime. Twice as Tall has 5 features, multiple producer placements, including DJ DS, J5, Timbaland, Andre Harris, Lyric, Tells, I think has most of the credits here, P2J, Rexy, who's got quite a few songs on there, and Screed as well. The album was executive produced by Burna Boy, his mom, Basede Ogulu, and Sean Diddy Combs. Yep, that one.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The song which would stand as the title track is actually track one on this album. It's called Level Up, Twice as Tall. It's a vintage Burna Boy. It's got this dancehall beat with the patois, strong delivery, and it's unmistakable. Now how about this? It features Senegalese and African legend Youssou N'Dour, who gave one of the most commanding performances of his career of late. He says you can do it, never stop, and the song explains how many challenges have been put before Burna Boy at each stage of his life and career. Even now that he's made it, he still has to fight to stay up there or get even bigger. Diddy makes a cameo going into track 2, so it's like a switch over from track 1 to track 2. And track 2 is titled Alarm Clock. And Diddy encourages the brethren to wake up, because what we see and experience is not always as it seems, especially when we relate to one another as people. The beat drop introduces a mid-tempo groove that really feels like a modern take on Afrobeat, with a mix of Afropop. Interestingly, this song has one of the most abrupt of endings. And of course, if you do like what we do right here, if you love these album reviews, please head over to motomotomusic.com. That's the Motomoto Music website. Go to the top right-hand corner. You will see a PayPal icon. Click on it and donate something to keep us going. I honestly do not get paid to do this, and don't get anything for it. So it would be nice, you know, just to keep the lights on so that the website has hosting and so that, you know, maybe I could buy a drink or two. But anyway, yeah, go to motomotomusic.com. Bebo is a true Afrobeats gem and feels very much like a hit song in the making. It takes that pom-pom sound and gives it a consistently groovy marinade that is easy on the ear. The chorus is quite catchy, and some of us that are only to understanding the English lyrics here, we are mumbling our way through that song, but it's fire. I'm feeling it. I don't know the lyrics, but I mumbled, you know. Sweet strings and chords, without a doubt. And on that note, 23 is probably the song of the album for me. It has the perfect DNA of a hit, and if you're looking at one of his previous songs as a reference, think something like On the Low, which is more mellow, but just as sweet and melodious. This one, 23, is an absolute beauty, and shows Burna Boy is probably in his most comfortable lane on a track like this one. The song Real Life featuring Stormzy samples T-Pain's I'm Sprung, which really reminded me that T-Pain is a legend in the game, you guys. It's a chill number that is great in the background, and the familiar melody is a great way to love this one instantly. It just quickly captures your attention because you're like, wait, that sounds familiar. But then the song itself is pretty dope, and Stormzy tries, you know, semi-singing thing going on, which is cool. Wonderful is a number that was released prior to the album coming out, and I think that's the only single that came out from this album before it was released, and it did pretty well. Vocally, I think Burna Boy really extended himself to give a new dimension, especially on the verses here. The performance brought out a raspiness to his vocal texture, and all I can say is that was just the sauce, man. More of it, please, Burna, more of it. A surprise song for me was Naughty by Nature, partly because it's called Naughty by Nature and features the group Naughty by Nature, you know, bringing out legends from, I guess, retirement. And in a way, Burna Boy dug into his old bag of tricks, to be honest. The song reminds me of Like to Party, so if you've been listening to Burna Boy for a long time like me, you know that song. It has the same feel without necessarily being a copy-paste job.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
The themes on Twice as Tall are centered around life experiences, social commentary, love and relationships, colonialism, overcoming adversity, structural racism, and manifesting talent. One thing I noticed on this album as I was listening is the saxophone is really becoming a signature in a lot of Burna Boy songs. He always says how much Fela Kuti influenced him. Of course, his grandfather was a manager to Fela Kuti at some point. And it shows in some of the instrumentation and also how Burna Boy sings. It's hard to say if there's that much of a difference in Burna Boy's vocal delivery on Twice as Tall compared to African Giant. It's not really significant, but you can tell that there's undeniable growth. There's something about it, but I'm finding it hard to place at this moment. But obviously, the album's only out for a few hours, so as I listen more, I'll probably put my finger on it. The sonic presence on Twice as Tall and also the stereo utilization was stellar. You know, getting that movie experience in your headset, that's exactly how it felt. It just gave you that feeling. And of course, the mixing and mastering elevates this very stance. That's what it's about. Everything sounded crisp and extremely measured. Like, they really went into detail on this album. There was plenty of risk-taking, but interesting, within the walls of reasonable expectations. The key here was to keep that world music feel, which is important for audiences that may be new to the type of music. And of course, if you do want to have a chat, check me out on Twitter. My handle is MJ Wemoto, which is MJWEMOTO. Now, I'm not going to say the album length is what I expected it to be, but in some way, Oluwa Burna likes his projects to have a bit of heft in them. As a musician, that's him. Do I like it as a listener? I don't know. In some way, it speaks to my era as a listener because I was raised on albums that were nuanced journeys, not necessarily leaving much detail behind. Things have evolved and we have albums that are consistently under 20 minutes long being a normal thing. Maybe in that sense, I would have cut Twice as Tall down by maybe 15 minutes or so, which is maybe three songs-ish, somewhere there. But it's not really a hill I'm willing to die on, so I'm gonna let this one go because overall, I just enjoyed the flow of the album. Twice as Tall to me feels like a graduation of African Giant. This album is half for the world, half for Africa. The first half really felt a bit more experimental sound-wise, while the second half evened out and became more predictable in what I would expect a Burna Boy album to sound like. In some sense, you get collaborations with people like Chris Martin from Coldplay, Stormzy, Naughty by Nature, and those are like international collabos, right? Usendor as well, who's an absolute legend, but it kind of just shows that he was also going for that upper echelon of musician.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
I wouldn't say Twice as Tall is purely a no-skips album for me personally, but it's really, really close. I'd only leave out maybe one or two tracks, but that's just preference because, you know, picky me, whatevs. Burna Boy is no longer our artist as Africa. He belongs to the world now. That dude is gone. I get the sense that Burna Boy is going after something bigger. And as much as this might sound cliche, especially after what happened earlier in the year, I think, I really, really believe Burna Boy is going after the Grammy he expected to get last time around. It felt almost criminal that he didn't get it, especially for Afrobeats lovers and listeners. But this time, teaming up with proven winners in the form of Diddy, for example, and even having Timbaland on there, is Burna Boy's way of showing that he wants to get it on merit, not sentiment. But at the same time, he's willing to be taken under someone else's wing to kind of get that additional standard or just elevate, you know? And honestly, I think next year, he's got this. You have to commend Burna Boy's latest ascension over the last 3 years. He's gone from a very, very good Afrobeats artist and being on the fringes of the debate, because the time he really started to rise, I think the debate was always, okay, who's better, Davido or Wizkid? But now, you know what, I think he's overtaken those two guys. He's gone from that very good Afrobeats artist to a world-renowned crossover star, who is arguably the most popular African musician of our generation across the globe right now. And to be honest, since 2018-ish, thereabouts, he's been pulling out joker after joker after joker. Like, bruh. To have Diddy in his camp on this project also shows how much Afrobeats and African music is no longer our big secret as Africans, or the African diaspora for that matter. Get ready, because the gates are wide open for African acts to become the sought-after flavor. So expect a lot more deals and collaborations in the next few months and coming years. My top songs on Twice as Tall are Onyeka Baby, which is a danceable love song, Time Flies featuring Sauti Sol, and this one is really something. I mean, does Sauti Sol ever miss? No. 23, which is still my tune of the album. I maintain that. Level Up, the title track, twice as tall. Monsters You Made featuring Coldplay's Chris Martin. This one is a jam, man. Which is a personal favorite, and I see this one possibly becoming a radio hit, even with a strong message on racism and colonialism behind it. You know, that's sort of shaky territory. But I would love to see a video for it. Wetinde Sup. Oh, this one's a banger. From the beat to the delivery. Banger. Straight up banger. Bank On It is another fire track. So yeah, I mean, those are just a few favorites of mine, but otherwise, out of the 15 tracks, I'd probably say 13 or 14 are just singles waiting to blow. Now, I risk spoiling things by adding too much to what is already a fairly in-depth review, but find Twice as Tall everywhere online. This album is amazingly fresh and an endorsement of just how big Olua Burna is as an artist in the world right now. Twice as Tall is available everywhere online, like I said before. Listen to it, please, please, please. I think it's worth it. If you're just a music lover, listen to this album and just, yeah, take in some African music. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Nende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.